Hola! Welcome to Dismantling Diet Culture. Fuck being calladita, the only Spanglish anti-diet podcast that teaches you from a sociological lens, feminism, and intuitive eating coaching to dismantle diet culture. I'm your host, Dr. Hortensia Jimenez, and I am passionate about dismantling diet culture and helping you heal your relationship with food and your body. I'm a mother, daughter, comadre, amiga, community member, professor, health coach, and published author. On this show, I share my personal experience with diet culture, tips and strategies, and educational content to help you understand diet culture and systems of oppression so that you can have the tools to challenge diet culture. Current and future generations do not deserve to inherit your diet culture trauma, and I'm here to help you. If you're on a mission to heal your body and food traumas and embody your authentic self unapologetic, welcome to Dismantling Diet Culture. Fuck being calladita. Welcome to Dismantling Diet Culture. Fuck being calladita. This is your host, Dr. Hortensia Jimenez. In today's episode, I'm going to talk about one of the first principles of intuitive eating. While I did talk about ancestral knowledge and intuitive eating on episode 11, where I shared about indigenous knowledge and ancestral wisdom as being part of our healing relationship with food, body image, and our connection to Mother Earth, I still want to ground myself and share with you that ancestral knowledge is already intuitive, has always been, and I will continue to unpack this a bit more in further episodes. But I do want to say now that our ancestral knowledge and intuition can coexist with Western models and frameworks such as intuitive eating. I think that it would be a disservice if I do not discuss the principles of intuitive eating while also not also acknowledging and centering our indigenous knowledge. So I'm here to tell you that these can coexist, that they can also be in tension and in contradiction. So in today's episode, I'm going to talk about the first principle of intuitive eating, and in future episodes, I will discuss the other principles. I also want to make reference to episode 9, the diet cycle and how it impacts your life, where I talk about the diet cycle and why it's difficult and the ways that diets impact your life. So check out episode number 9. I won't discuss that so much in detail in today's episode because I really want to focus on why is it difficult to divest from the diet mentality, right? And also how to identify the diet mentality and non-diet, okay? So number one is, in order for us to stop dieting is to divest from diet culture. And that means is to really challenge the values around diet culture, the values about thinness, the values about body image. And that's difficult, what I'm asking you to do, right? It's to really let go of what society has said values are. It's letting go of the idea that your worth is measured by your looks, by the number on the scale, by the size of your clothes, by your image. It is difficult because we live in a society where people are judged all the time and people are treated according to their phenotype on how they look, right? So I know that it's difficult. There's incentives for people to continue to put their time, energy, and resources in diet culture. That's why it's difficult to divest, because you're holding on to certain values. You're holding on to things that perhaps is giving you currency, right? And what I mean by social currency, and it depends, it can mean access, because you might be in a thinner body, because you are a person of color and you're light skin and you approximate whiteness. There's a social currency. So it's so important to acknowledge that divesting from diet culture is not that easy. And some people are not willing to divest from diet culture because of the perks of diet culture. And part of that is reinforced because you have internalized those ideas and beliefs and those values, right? So let's acknowledge that it's not easy, right? This first principle of rejecting the diet mentality is not easy. There's a lot of influencers on social media Bri Campos is one of them, where she talks about body grief, that there's a grief that you experience, ese duelo, el dolor de dejar las dietas, that grief of letting go, right, of diet culture because of what it has meant in your life, because of the access that it has given you. There's grief associated, and it's painful. You know, think about when you lose a pet, when you lose a loved one, you go through a lot of grief, right? There's pain, there's a lot of emotions. It's the same, I'm not saying that it's the same thing with diet culture, but there's a form of grief, right? That you're letting go of certain ideals, of certain values, and again, the social currency, okay? So let's just acknowledge that it's not easy and that many people are not gonna wanna do it. And I'm not here to shame anyone, right? I'm just here to put things into perspective, and people make their decisions, right? And who am I to judge people who decide to continue dieting, you know, because it's giving them something, right? Okay, so now that we established that, let's talk about the diet mentality, okay? So my invitation is for you to reflect, right? For those of you who have done diets, you know what that means, right? And what does it mean to leave diet culture, and how does that look like? You know, this whole idea of binaries is one, right? That's huge. That's part of diet culture, binaries of good, bad, worthy, unworthy, putting food in a moral hierarchy, putting bodies in a moral hierarchy. That is part of diet culture. So part of that, the diet mentality is deserving. Do I deserve to eat this? I'm not deserving of eating this. That is the diet. That's part of the diet mentality. Instead of saying, am I deserving of eating this, or I don't deserve this, a non-diet approach to that, it's like reframing, right? Rejecting the diet mentality is reframing your thoughts, reframing the values around food and body. So you should ask yourself, am I hungry? What does my body need? What am I craving? What do I need right now? What foods do I find nourishing, satisfying, tasty, delicious? Those are the type of questions that a non-diet mentality would ask, instead of saying deserving, or I feel shame, or I feel guilty, etc., right? So slowly, right, rejecting the diet mentality is a mind shift, it's a narrative shift, it is unlearning everything that you have learned about your body and about food. This is not an easy task, an easy project. This is not easy. It is very hard. And you've heard this before, it is a lifelong journey, right? Okay, the second thing is thinking about like fitness, right? The fitness industrial complex is extremely toxic. And it encourages to penalize our bodies, to punish our bodies for how our bodies look and how they do not conform to certain standards in our society, especially if you're a BIPOC, queer, or individual in a bigger body. So part of the diet mentality that goes hand in hand with the fitness industry is that your primary reason and focus and exercise or any type of movement is to burn off the calories, to earn your food. So burning off your food, and you know, to earn your food, like feeling guilty for the food choices that you've made. And again, this is not your fault. I ask you to have a lot of compassion as you are unlearning and challenging the diet mentality. Because remember, you weren't born with these ideas. You were conditioned and socialized for most of your life. And it's gonna take years of healing. So a non-diet mentality to fitness, movement, and exercise is, you know, what does my body need? What feels good to me right now? Is it taking my dog in a walk? Is it spending some time in my garden? Is it just getting some fresh air or sun outside? Please know that any movement is enough. I work with the immigrant community, with farm workers, and many believe that they're not doing enough exercise. These are hardworking farm workers who are up as early as 4 or 5 in the morning until sundown, working in very difficult work in the strawberry fields and lettuce. You know, farm work is hard work. You're using all your body. That is physical activity. That is already movement, right? And for a health professional to say you're not doing enough exercise, or if you work in a restaurant and you're standing the whole time, you're already doing exercise, right? And I hear this from my community, and it's very detrimental, right? When health professionals are saying you need to do exercise and the work that you do doesn't count. You know, that's awful. That is part of diet culture, right? So healing your relationship with your body and food and rejecting the diet mentality is challenging your internalized ideas about movement and about exercise. Exercise and movement looks different for every individual, and it's going to change every day for you, depending on the situation, depending on your time, your mood. There's so many factors to consider. So you also need to be very compassionate with yourself that the type of movement and exercise you do on a regular basis may change, because you know we're not in the same mood or have the same energy or the same needs every day. Okay. Another part of the diet mentality is, of course, following like these rules or food rules. It's all about numbers, right? Like metrics. There we go. The diet mentality is a lot about metrics, like how many pounds have you lost? How do you look? You know, how much do you weigh? You know, and unfortunately, you know, this is so common and so normalized in many of our families, right? That it becomes sort of a norm. But I'm here to challenge that. A non-diet mentality to metrics, right, is divesting from these metrics and not looking at losing pounds as progress, but really paying attention to your body. Am I increasing my trust in my body? Am I paying attention to what my body needs? Am I able to eat the foods that I enjoy? Am I able to recognize some of the cues, some like the embodiment is that connection to your body? This is, you know, ties into like ancestral wisdom and into intuition. Like, how does it feel in your body? Like you need to begin to trust your body. And I know that's easier said than done, especially when if you've experienced you know, sexual trauma and other forms of trauma, the last thing sometimes people do is trust their body and disembody themselves from the body as a form of mechanism of survival, right? So it's important to also acknowledge that it's not easy to trust your body when your body has experienced so much trauma, so much pain. Okay. Rejecting the diet mentality needs to be done in community. Rejecting the diet mentality is an individual endeavor, right? Because it's about your life and your experiences. But rejecting the diet mentality and divesting from diet culture should not be done alone, right? It's not easy. Just as you participated in diet culture, right? This social system of oppression and marginalization. You're participating in a social system. So divesting from diet culture is also participating in community. Of course, this is not discussed in this principle, but I'm here to just underscore the importance of building and creating community. Look for a support system, family, friends, people on social media that you follow, listen to this podcast, follow my platform. Continue to surround yourself with like-minded individuals that are going to help you in your undieting journey. It is key to the success. And remember, there's undieting is a non-linear approach, right? So that means that you can take a couple steps back, a couple steps forward. You know, there's our lives are always shaped by things that are happening in our lives, but you need to have that support system. You need to nurture your mind, your spirit, you know, your well-being. Do it in community. Your individual healing is collective healing. Okay? Please remember that your healing is individual, yes, but it will have a trickle effect in our community. You are healing past generations in your lineage and future generations. You got this. I know that it's not easy, but just know that what you're doing, you're gonna change lives. You're bringing healing. It is powerful. Please remember that in order for us to break these intergenerational cycles of dieting and food and body trauma, it begins with you. You have that power to put an end to, say, F diet culture. You know, fuck being calladita. I'm going to set those boundaries with toxic family who have the diet mentality. Yes, I know that's hard because it's family. So again, please continue to surround yourself with like-minded individuals that are going to continue to foster and elevate you and continue to encourage you and celebrate you in your undieting journey, in healing your relationship with food and body image. Yo sé que no es fácil, pero yo sé que tú lo puedes hacer. Yo creo en ti. Ahora la pregunta es, ¿tú crees en ti? Yo sí. Muchísimas gracias por acompañarme en este episodio. Thank you so much for being part of today's episode. And bi-weekly, I will be introducing the other principles of intuitive eating. Muchísimas gracias. Que tengan buen día. Muchas gracias por acompañarme en Dismantling Diet Culture, Fuck Being Calladita podcast. Be sure to rate, review, and follow the show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcast. Especially be sure to rate and review the podcast if you really like it. If you leave me a review on Apple Podcasts, you become eligible for a free 30-minute coaching session. That's right, así como escuchaste, one free session. Once you leave your review, you can screenshot it and email it to me, and I'll send you a link to sign up. If you didn't like it, don't worry, así está bien. Follow me on social media, on Instagram and TikTok, @Dr. Hortensia Jimenez.